Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
And my show announcer at 9 o'clock this morning was a man called Martin Nolan that probably heard, if you did hear it, tell you that you could own a piece of TV history. And Martin's back now to explain it all the way over in LA. Thanks for getting up so early for me, Martin. You don't need sleep, no?
No, why would you sleep when you're having so much fun? If Dave, we're all friends here, as you know.
Oh, we're all friends here, and we'll get to the friends bit in a minute. But let's start off, though. As I said earlier on the show when you were my show announcer, I must thank you because, like, I love metal, rock, grunge, and you brought one of the most iconic pieces of rock history into the studio with me before, and you let me play Kurt Cobain's guitar from the Smells Like Teen Spirit video. Just after I played it, you put it up for auction. What did that go for?
Yes, well, the fact that you also played it after Kurt played it, we sold it for $4.7 million.
Wow, and if I had never touched it, it would have been $4.7 million.
No strings attached.
Oh, that's incredible to think. I mean, like, look, it's priceless in my eyes, but to think that I was given the chance to play something worth almost $5 million. That's just, oh, it's just so crazy. But thank you for that, Martin. But
it was brilliant. And, you know, Dave, it was so brilliant to see your reaction. And that's what I love, because I get to be with these iconic items all the time. I just love when someone gets an opportunity to hold something as iconic as that guitar. And just, I love to see the reaction. And I feel, you know, I'm involved in sort of making that happen. So
definitely
making dreams come true one person at a time.
Well, not only have you done that for me, you've also allowed, for example, Kim Kardashian to wear one of Marilyn Monroe's dresses to the Met Gala.
Yeah, very proud of that. And in fact, speaking of values impacting, when Kim, we sold it for $4.81 million in 2016. Mm-hmm. Kim wore it at the Met Gala in May of 2022, which was 60 years after Marilyn Monroe wore it when she sang "Happy Birthday, Mr. President."
Yeah.
So after Kim wore that dress, there was some controversy. Of course, people were upset about that. But the reality is, if we were to sell that dress now, Dave, it would sell for $10
million.
Oh, so double the value, because what Kim did, she's a friend and she's a client, but she introduced Marilyn Monroe to a whole new younger generation that, they know Marilyn, they see the photograph, they can say, yes, Marilyn Monroe, but they knew nothing about Marilyn Monroe and how important she was back then.
Unreal. Absolutely amazing. Well, look, we are here to talk about something else. You mentioned Kim Kardashian was a friend. We're all friends. But friends is the real reason we're talking here. So tell everybody, the world's most iconic comedy series ever, and now we have the opportunity to actually own a piece of it.
Yeah, which is amazing. Julian'sAuctions.com. People are bidding already. Of course, the auction takes place September 23rd in Los Angeles. And this is Friends, the one with the 30th anniversary auction, Dave, because these are iconic items coming from Warner Brothers Television. So it's a celebration of the 30th anniversary, 1994, when Friends first aired. So anywhere in the world, someone is watching Friends. In fact, I was in Nashville last week and I turned on the TV and Friends was on there. And you look at it and you still get a smile.
Yeah, it is literally iconic. There are so many moments. But what is for sale? What can people bid on right now on juliansauctions.com, and then later on in September when the actual auction taking place? Well, I mean, these are genuine things from the set of Warner Brothers.
Yeah, so what's interesting to note here, there's 110 items on the auction block. Some of them are original to the actual characters wearing some of the clothing, some of the items, the props, etc., are original to the actual show. The couch, let's say, the most iconic, that orange couch, that is a reproduction of the one that was used at the opening scene of Friends. So that the original is on display at the Warner Brothers studio tour.
Okay.
So when you go to the studio, they took it on tour. I actually sat on the original couch when it was doing an interview on CNN in New York in 2019. An unforgettable moment.
Yeah.
But this particular couch is completely exactly the same. reproduction made by the crew at Warner Brothers. And so when you have that in your home or your office or at your radio station, Dave, just saying, everyone will know and recognize that, and they'll want to have a photograph, and it'll start a conversation. We estimated that 2,000 to 3,000.
Really? I don't mean to sound glib, but only that much, because I mean, look, let's face it, there are some sofas for sale right now in Ireland that are more expensive than that, so surely this one, even though it's the reproduction, should be a bit higher than that, no?
Well, you would expect, no, if it was the one from the actual, the original one, that we could say that's from the actual TV show, we'd probably start off at estimate of 20,000 to 30,000. Right now, people are bidding, it's at 7,000. So there is great interest, and probably will be the highest selling item in the sale. But you also have an opportunity to own original items of clothing, such as Chandler Bing's sweater. Obviously, we lost Matthew Perry, sadly, tragically. So that's already, we estimate that particular sweater, 1,000 to 1,500. It's at 1,750 right now. But that means there's 16 people have placed bids on this particular lot already.
Wow.
So that's the item that's getting the most bids, because people, you know, he's no longer with us, sadly. So this is something that sort of represents that. But you have all sorts of like props as well. You even have, the Ben Geller's blue metal bike.
Oh,
you,
this is cool. So the bike that Ross taught Ben to cycle on, the actual bike, that's up for grabs.
Yeah. So this particular bike is estimated 500 to 700. And again, you remember the scene, that's what's great about each of these items. They represent a memory. It'll trigger a great laugh. And that's what these items do.
Oh, listen, it's going to be absolutely amazing. Give everybody the date again of the actual auction.
So the actual auction is in Los Angeles, September 23rd, which is 30 years since the show first aired and 20 years since the show actually wrapped. And if you can't be in Los Angeles, juliansauctions.com, live streaming video, see and hear the auctioneer. It'll be very entertaining because the auctioneer will be reliving the lines from the various scenes throughout that. So we're having a lot of fun with this. I'll tell you, Dave, we do huge amounts of auctions at Julian's, but this is one where every single person, our rock and roll people or Hollywood people,
yes,
or sports,
everyone's
people,
interested.
Everyone put their hand up. I want to work on this one, because it's
sense.
So much fun.
Thank you so much for taking the time and chatting to me. And look, you'll know me when I bid, because mine will just be a little gif of Joey going, "How you doing?" So you'll know it's me when I'm bidding for stuff. Come here. It's an absolute pleasure to catch up with you again, Martin. Bring me something cool next time we meet. I'll talk to you soon.
We'll be back soon again. Lots of great stuff coming up for sure.
Brilliant. All right, Martin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.